Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. And yesterday we got some wonderful news. With the conclusion of Star Trek Picard Season 3 coming quick upon us, and the news that we are losing the flagship of new Star Trek from 2017 to present in the form of Star Trek Discovery, it comes with very, very welcomed arms that we're getting another live-action TV show to be another incarnation to exist among the two other incarnations that we have that are currently in production, the two animated shows, Lower Decks and Prodigy. Both Season 2 of Prodigy is still in the future, and Season 4 and Season 5 of Lower Decks are coming upon us in the future. So, it was great news to finally get official confirmation that Star Trek Starfleet Academy, set from according to what information was in some of the material, is going to be set in the era that Discovery was set in. That doesn't mean that we aren't going to have the same kinds of timey-wimey events happening in that show, because sky is the limit. And it can be kind of like Law and Order in the way that the cast doesn't have to stay the same, or if it doesn't remain the same, it ruins the show and then there's no reason for it to exist. By its very nature, you could have cadets at any age, I think, in Starfleet between a certain young age, like 16 and 20s or whatever, and you go 4 years, so every 4 years, you can have a whole new body, all new characters. So Starfleet Academy could actually go on for a good long while and could actually be the place where you spin off into new shows and follow those characters. And you base that off of how the story evolved during their 4 year tenure in Starfleet Academy, build a show around them, and you already have an established character. So I think that's one avenue they could go on this. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. We've never spent a lot of time at Starfleet Academy. We know how important it is through the lens of hearing about it through either Voyager, Deep Space Nine, or TNG. But we haven't actually spent a lot of time. There's been a couple episodes here and there where it's centered there and the events matter. But what we've seen primarily is a lot of exposition about why it's so great and why it's important. So to actually get a show set there and be able to continue Star Trek, even if you didn't like Discovery, it put us in a realm to where you get further and further away from when the Federation, like, came back together again, and the conclusion of Discovery Season 5 could see a time jump of a couple of years, so that way we get even further into the Federation being put back together and getting their allies back to where Starfleet Academy comes out. We might be more like in, 8 to 10 years after the events of Discovery, so that way is not as decimated from the burn that happened prior to the Season 3 premiere of Star Trek Discovery. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this and what kind of storylines that we might be able to see, because it's going to be very similar to Deep Space Nine, just not going to be a space station. It's going to be a bunch of young kids trying to become part of Starfleet, and we might even get Tilly. That'd be great, because she's supposed to be an instructor there. But she could have already left Starfleet by the time that the show takes place. Or she might be, like, higher up there to where she's the one that they would see occasionally. She's like the dean of students or whatever. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see how this new series develops, and if we're going to get any interesting storylines, if it's going to be episodic, or if it's going to be more one plot, and that's carried over from one episode to 10, or if they're going to do it in arcs, where you have one plot that goes for 3 episodes, and another one that goes for another 3, and so on and so forth, while having like maybe a centralized ongoing plot with the character relationships, not necessarily the plot itself, but the events from episode 1 that take an effect on the characters will continue to go forward, and they're growing and they're changing as time goes on. But that was some great news that we got yesterday, and it really helps keep the naysayers at bay by saying that Star Trek is winding down, and that Kurtzman destroyed Star Trek and Paramount Plus knows it. If that were the case, we wouldn't be getting this new show that's looking to be starting to film in 2024, which means we would either get it the tail end of that, or most likely somewhere in the area of January to March of 2026. But too early to tell. It all depends upon how much VFX they need to use, where they're filming this thing at, how intensive the effects on the show are going to be. Because if it has low VFX, if it's primarily a big set that they create, and the characters are just interacting with each other, and they've got like a high school CW sort of tone to it, then maybe it will be a higher turnover rate for the episodes rather than it taking a long time to make it. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm hoping that we still have accidental time travel or something, to where the cadets accidentally go back to TNG era and they have to get back or something, or anything. I'm excited about anything, but I'm a big fan of time travel. That's one of the things that got me into Star Trek in the first place. So every time I see a time travel episode, I'm like, yay! Because it's always so much fun. They're like one of the best episodes of any Star Trek show is their time travel episodes, usually. I can't think of a bad one right at the top of my head. I can think of a poorly paced one, but that's a fan favorite, so I'm not going to say anything. But I just wanted to jump on real fast and voice my excitement for this upcoming series that has been long speculated on and hinted at, and now it's a reality. And now, even though we're not going to see like an episode, we will start seeing casting. We'll start seeing sets being made. We will start getting an idea to where it's going to go. The look of the show, by way of casting of the of the actors that are going to be in it. So while we're not going to have episodes yet, we are going to be able to see the development of the series from announcement to production. So that's something to be excited about. So on that note, I'm going to conclude this podcast. You guys have a good rest of your day.